What better person to have on than Brent Sutter, former coach of the New Jersey Devils, the Calgary Flames, two-time Stanley Cup winner with the Islanders. He captained the Chicago Blackhawks as well and coached, among many players, James Reimer and Dion Phaneuf in Red Deer.
A lot of silverware for Brent Sutter, and he joins us on the line now. We mentioned Calgary, Montreal, and City at 6:30. Brent, thanks for getting up awfully early and taking the time. You tell us, Red Deer's been pretty special to you. It's been pretty special to a lot of hockey players. What has made it, I guess, such a Western Canadian destination point for hockey in this country?
Red Deer's grown from about a 30,000 city population back in the mid-70s to being close to 100 now. And hockey, obviously lots of kids there play hockey, and with the major junior team in the city. You know, it's just what everyone does there. Hockey's such a big thing there, and can't really explain it. You know, you look around, hockey in our country is such a huge culture, but certainly in Central Alberta, it's certainly huge in that area.
Now, I know part of what we'll see on the weekend as part of this broadcast, you know, Sportsnet did a big feature over the summer. They taped it with Daryl Sutter, of course, your brother, and his son, Chris, that I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy getting to know this story. Chris, of course, has Down syndrome, is such a great kid, getting to know him over the years. Tell us a little bit about Chris and what seems to be kind of an odd relationship sometimes. What I remember about Chris was post-game Red Deer Rebels, he'd do his own media scrum after you or while he was done as the coach, and he did his best Grumpy Sutter post-game impression.
You know what? He just, you know, that's the way he is. You know, if Chris is at a wedding or wherever, you know, he gives a little speech. But we have a Downs boy that works with us. He started working with Rebels, and he's 16 years of age, and he's 30 years of age now, and started working with us my second year as a dressing room attendant, and Michael's just like Chris. I never look at it as being Down syndrome. To me, it's always up syndrome, because when you're around those kids, they lift you to a different level, and you know, you think you have a bad day, and then you're around them, and they make your day spruce up pretty quickly.
Brent Sutter, our guest on Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Stanley Cup winner, former Islander great, and of course, the New Jersey Devils and Calgary Flames head coach. It's amazing. I mean, coming from a small town, and I worked there with you guys, and now being in the big city, there's still ties, Toronto to Red Deer, and maybe it's just a small country, or hockey's a small world. But of course, James Reimer is the goalie here, and you coached Reims for a lot of years. Dion Phaneuf, you know, played with you in Calgary and in Red Deer, and is now the captain here. It's been interesting working here, Brent, because nobody gets a rougher ride than Dion, and he's been an interesting guy over the years, and he was never your captain in Red Deer, but he is here and takes a kind of the brunt from fans sometimes. How do you perceive Dion, where he is at his career right now?
Dion's a great young man, and you know, I formed a relationship with Dion, obviously, when coached him in Red Deer, and you know, 16 years of age, he came in, he played for me, and he grew into being what he is. And then I had an opportunity to coach him in Calgary, and to be quite honest, I was shocked when Dion was traded from Calgary. But that's the nature of the beast and the way it works. And you know, I've always have had a lot of respect for Dion, and I look at him as a real, real good friend. And you know, when you coach these guys in junior and get an opportunity like I did again in NHL, obviously they grow young boys to men, and people don't see that on the outside. They look at the one mistake he may make on the ice, and because he's captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs, he gets crucified for that. But you know, he has a lot of minutes playing for that team, and rightly so. You know, there hasn't been a lot of success on wins and losses over the years, and being a captain of you know, of a team in a huge market like that. You know, Dion understands that, and he knows that, and that's all part of it. But as someone from the outside, I don't think it's fair. You know, and knowing Dion the way I do, it probably bothers him to some degree, yes, but I think he handles it pretty darn well, and not easy when you're in a market like Toronto. I mean, if Dion was playing, you know, in Nashville or something like that, you never hear the stuff you hear, but that's just part of playing in Canada. It's part of playing in a place like Toronto. It's just kind of the way it is. Doesn't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's fair. And I think a lot of times it's not.
Well, I know you'll be on the road with the Rebels this weekend, but it's cool to see the town in the national spotlight. Obviously, it's a place that's near and dear to me, as it is to you. So thanks for making time for us today.
Yep, thanks.